The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about today's political news. So Michael McGrath, the Minister for Finance, heading off to Europe. He's going to be Ireland's next European Commissioner. He's going to be on News Talk Breakfast actually tomorrow morning talking about that. But it means his job is vacant and it is going to be occupied by Jack Chambers. Only last week, elevated to the lofty heights of Deputy Leader of the Fianna Fáil Party. Harry McGee is with me, political correspondent with the Irish Times. Harry, you're welcome to the show. So for people unlike yourself and to a degree myself who kind of follow all of this stuff intently, give us the kind of the short bio on Jack Chambers.
Yeah, well, it's not a very long bio because he's incredibly young, Kieran. He's only 33 years of age and a relative newcomer to politics. He has been a TD since 2016. So he comes from his dad is a consultant doctor who was originally from Mayo, but settled in West Dublin in Castleknock. And Jack Chambers grew up there and became very involved in Fianna Fáil as a teenager and went into the party through OGRA. So he was elected as a TD, as I said, in 2016. Fianna Fáil, Dublin West was always a stronghold for Fianna Fáil in Dublin. The Lenehans and Liam Lawler held seats there for many years. Brian Lenehan was one of the 20 TDs who actually retained the seat in the 2011 election, but sadly he died a few months after being elected, and the subsequent by-election was won by the Labour Party. So Fianna Fáil didn't have a seat there between 2011 and 2016. So Jack Chambers came essentially from nowhere and won a seat. He was then 16 and 8, so he was 25 when he was first elected to the Dáil. And he's made good progress since then, seen as a very hard worker. He's quite bright. He has a degree in medicine. He also has a degree in law, even though he has practiced in neither. But he was seen as one of the rising stars of Fianna Fáil. And because of the age profile of the party, not too many rising stars within the party because of the way that the elections have worked out for them over the past decade or so. A couple of reservations about him. He's kind of reticent, careful, not perhaps the best in terms of doing live interviews early on in the career, even though he has improved and will probably improve as he becomes more experienced. But he's really kind of come to prominence since 2020. He was re-elected in 2020. He was became a junior minister in the Department of Finance for 2 weeks or so. And then Dara Cleary fell on his sword because of Golfgate. There was a reshuffle. Sorry, Dara Cleary went. He was promoted to Minister for Agriculture. And Jack Chambers was promoted to the Chief Whip role, which is super junior. So he was in cabinet from 2020 onwards. And he was, of course, the Chief Whip during COVID. He really impressed Micheál Martin with his performance as Chief Whip. He was very effective in terms of his organisational skills. He also made good relationships with his counterparts in Fine Gael and the Green Party. Mm. And he was also Minister of State for Sport at the time, which is a great ministry to have because you are, you know, it's a department that's very tangible. You can make a lot of it. And there's also a lot of sports grants to be given out.
Yes, you get to give out the money up and down the country.
Which makes you very popular with TDs of every ilk and colour. So when the reshuffle came, he was moved over. He kept his super junior status, but essentially became the minister with responsibility for road safety transport. He's had a couple of behind-the-scenes rows with Eamon Ryan, the senior minister, in relation to strategy. And, of course, he has had a high profile there as well. It probably perhaps hasn't gone as smoothly because of the high number of casualties in Irish roads over the past couple of years. But he has brought in a couple of quite stringent measures, including new penalty points and also dropping the speed limits on certain roads, which have been unpopular in certain parts of rural Ireland. But he has been seen, as I said, as a rising star within Fianna Fáil. But his elevation last week and this week has come as a little bit of a surprise, but it does show you the high estimation that Micheál Martin holds him in, and he has clearly named him to all intents and purposes as his preferred successor. It doesn't mean that he will be the successor, but he's got the imprimatur of the Taoiseach, that's for sure. You know, he's becoming Minister for Finance. It's a very big portfolio. It's a very heavyweight department. He has a critical budget to frame between now and October in conjunction with Pascal Donoghue, the Minister for Public Expenditure. And, you know, he doesn't really have the experience in an economic department before. So I think he will have a very steep learning curve between now and then, because when he presents the budget, he is going to have to show that he's confident, that he's on his A game, and that he is speaking with knowledge and authority. Now, we've had some ministers for finance in the past who haven't been very good at the maths, but they've been exposed. So he will have to ensure that by the time the summer economic statement comes along, by the time the budgetary cycle begins in earnest, that he's able to cross all his T's and dot all his I's.
Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times. Harry, pleasure as always. Thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.